Okay, Cosmos Vilas Varga. Now, when we describe these lokas, or actually learn about them from these old cosmological scriptures, such as the Puranas from different countries, we understand that they are very much defined by the different, let's just say, modes of consciousness or gunas. That people, souls, then are given places to act and live in. And indeed, we find them also represented, you could say, microcosmically on our Earth, where there is, for instance, what's called Bhaumasvarga, meaning like heaven on Earth. There are places on Earth where people or more sattvic, and live in more sattvic, you could say, heavenly environments. And there are places that are typically earthly, but also hellish places on this very Earth planet. So, as is the case with much of this cosmology, we can learn about the big cosmos by studying the small cosmos. So, there is also the concept of Vilasvarga, the seven patalas, and what is that? The seven upper worlds, seven lower worlds. How about the lower worlds? Well, sometimes there's the word the underworld. Have different cultures, such concepts. And in the Puranas we have an interesting description of these Vilasvargas, or imitation heavens, as they're sometimes called, that they are even below the realms where the sun shines. They are kind of caverns with great civilizations there, lit not by the sun, but by jewels on the heads of serpents. Now, where do we find? Well, where life is very enjoyable, luxurious, comfortable, But where still, there's a darkness of tamas, of ignorance, where this denizens are not enlightened to the higher sattvic spiritual truths. But where they still behave kind of dharmic, meaning being righteous, maybe philanthropic, doing good karma, good material activities. But being maybe atheistic, even not believing in the soul, existence of the soul, you could say being materially advanced, materialistic science. That gives them a great high standard of comfort. And well, on Earth, we of course find such civilization, the modern Western materialistic civilization that is more and more going on in indoor malls and centers and underground subways, indoor controlled environment. Yeah, you could say a constructed imitation heaven. Not the one made by God, but the one made by, well, in our case, humans. And here in Sweden, I find such high standard, enjoyable, rich, comfortable civilization, where people are still rather atheistic, materialistic, not interested in being the majority in spiritual pursuits. Going to churches, temples, and so on. So this, I think, pretty well gives us an idea about what Bila Svarga is. A certain realm for certain kinds of people. But also then, as we understand it here from these old scriptures of wisdom and ancient cosmology, exists as places in the Norse cosmology. That seems to be a place of, give that word, flood it, and so on. That you then, if you are that kind of a person, would naturally go to after leaving this world, this body. if you have such karma. A good. Well behaved. With karma. Materialist. Of the more atheist, non-spiritual type. So there's a place for everyone. And thus Swarga, in whatever words are used in other cultures, makes sense. There's a need for such places, for such kind of people. Now let's look closer at them. Again, we start with the Puranic version, which is quite well developed in detail.